So the event here tonight is just an election party, hundreds if not thousands happening around our city and our state, just celebrating our national results and our state results as they come in.
I mean, the traditional Republican ticket, you know, a pro-business, lower taxes, support strong national defense. Hopefully, if we gain control of the Senate, we could stop some of the international treaties that are constantly infringing on sovereignty, which are, you know, a favorite among the Democrats for some reason, and have conservative Supreme Court judges, which is, you know, the responsibility of the Senate.
Once the Republicans take the Senate, I think they're really going to be looking to try and repeal the ACA, or as some call it, Obamacare. Now, do I think they'll be actually able to do this? No, I don't. So I think they're going to be starting to tackle other social issues and other financial issues. I think students are actually angry. I think kids are angry, but those are young adults are angry. And it's definitely a way to attract the younger vote, which has traditionally gone to the left side. But if you look at various Harvard studies for this midterm election, it's overwhelmingly Republican leaning, the amount of 18 to 26 year olds. People who are voting 18 to 26, it's overwhelmingly pointed to Republicans. And this could be many, many different issues. The results of any election will determine the, I guess you could say, the thought process or the way policy will be heading in the next couple of years. So new rulings or thoughts about, let's say, student loans and student debt, or access to affordable health care, if that's tackled again in Congress, could always affect the NYU community.